What is up, pizzas? Corey Vincent here, and this is Video Game Bang, and I am back, and I am bearded than ever to be here right now. Yeah. Starting with David Webb. What's up, my man?
Solid opening, Corey. What's going on, everybody?
You did a great job hosting, man. With what you had to work with, you did very good.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Not many people can steer a ship with Fast Eddie on it, and you did a good job.
And Emma blowing holes in her own ship. It was crazy.
You know, we'll get to that. back, and after he almost died of a sickness, and then he got down with the sickness. Before his daughter got sick, and then now he's back. So he's back. Everybody's healthy. Curtis, what's up, man?
I'm not healthy. I got sick again, too. My daughter getting sick was more sickness. I don't know what's going on. I don't know. Quarantine may be necessary. Or maybe I'm just that ill. I don't know.
You tell me.
You be
illin'.
How dare you? No, I got a license, Emma.
How dare you?
To ill.
No.
Damn.
Oh!
Another one, Beastie Boys.
Leave.
Another one.
I'm gonna leave.
DJ Khaled!
You all tuned into the last Emma Sky show on this podcast.
Emma, you're pretty ill yourself.
How dare you?
I'm gonna say, I've known a lot of ill cats, and you are one of the illest.
Oh, you're gonna talk about ill cats? I know where you're going with this.
Speaking of ill cats.
Do I want to tell this story again? I'll tell it again.
No,
I will tell it
please
in
do
great
not.
Graphic detail. Right. Okay, so here's the thing.
No. So, Emma, you've been dealing with, you've been doing the Lord's work and taking care of a very sick kitty cat.
I'm traumatized.
Yeah, you had a little bit of,
The short version for chat, version is that my cat exploded on me.
Yeah.
Okay.
So feel free to.
That's a short version. Maybe extend it just a smidge.
Yeah.
Because that paints a very different picture than what happened.
You're a terrible person.
I'm just saying, that's you. Out of context, that paints a.
We can extend it a little bit so my cat has
about your abacus. Tell them about your cat's abacus.
The good thing is the cat is on an upturn, right?
He is. He's going better.
There we go.
Let's just say there was a lot of blood and pus.
You know, if you want the full story, go to Emma's Twitter. Because, Emma, I've been away from you for a while. For a minute, you were destroying social media. You had like two viral tweets. I'd call them viral. You know, they went big.
I mean, I think I would know all about viral at this point.
Yeah.
And they were definitely viral.
Wow.
Another sick joke.
Another ill joke. Bam.
And then you kind of you released graphic images of the explosion.
I did.
And that tweet
Viewer
didn't do as well.
I don't care.
Advised.
You know what? You know why? Because if I had to experience it, everybody had to experience it. I was by myself, and I was like, no, we're not doing it like this. If I had to see this, everyone has to see this. This is disgusting.
That's the beauty of the internet. You don't have to go through anything alone anymore.
Exactly. So you're all welcome.
So if you want to see the pictures of the cat, text cat to 72669, and we'll send you a picture.
Dang. All right, everybody. We have a lot of show. There's a lot going on in the world. Let's just start off with the... We'll get into the news first, but surprise, I made a new news theme song.
Another one.
I felt like the last one had played its course. It's a segment we do a lot, and we needed variation. And so I'm not even going to give you time to process and think. Here it is.
If you're about to sing my name.
Web read the news today, oh boy, about a lucky game soon to be made. And though the game looks rather bad, well, he just had to laugh.
How long is this?
The dev was understaffed.
Too long.
It tells a story. It's got multiple characters. You're going to like this one.
He saw the graphics of the cars. He did notice that the lights had changed. A crowd of gamers screamed and shared. They'd seen this game before. Nobody was really sure if it was from Zelda or Swords. He
sympathy behind this one.
A crowd of people were betrayed, but he just had to look, having not read the book.
The Goku turning Super Saiyan. What's four episodes
what?
Later.
No.
What? Okay, so this is the part. It's building anticipation. No, act number two comes up right after this.
No, this has to be the end. And that's where you end it.
Is this like Pink Floyd? Is this like Pharrell? Is this Noise
Rock? It's a crescendo.
Oh, okay.
Here it comes.
Why is this still happening?
Wait for the bass drop. There it is.
No, that's where it ends.
Woke
why
up,
is there more?
Fell out of bed.
Oh, my
I played
God.
Some games. My name is Webb.
This is longer than the news segment.
On my way to Starbucks and drank a cup.
It's like 30% of the podcast.
Up, my show notes were late. Grabbed my pants and a mainframe hat. Made the studio in seconds flat. Made my way inside and made a joke. And everybody spoke and I went into a dream.
What?
All right, everybody. Thank you so much. That was the new.
That's my favorite one.
Webb's
oh
telling
God.
The news.
That was longer than the news segment.
That's what she said.
That was.
I feel like it's probably not.
It's literally
so,
what she
Webb,
said.
Webb, you got the news ready, right?
Yep, got the news ready. But
there might be new news that took so long.
Yeah. That's outdated.
That was like the Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh dear God!
My favorite
news intros.
My favorite was Ruru in chat saying, "This is like a magic girl transformation in anime."
I'll take it. I'll take that as a compliment.
I feel like we keep saying we're like you have to make these shorter. You have to make them shorter.
And
they're
they
too long. You have to make them shorter, and then you make them longer.
That's what she said.
And then we're like, shorter, shorter,
shorter,
shorter. Less time. Less time.
Okay, I made that when I make a song. This is my creative process, and Curtis understands this. Because he makes
a song. If somebody else made it first, and then you just put stuff over.
I don't know what that means. I don't know what you're insinuating. Are you insinuating that someone else has a similar song to that?
I think you need to make a diss track, Emma.
But let's go back to the creative process between. When someone says Corey, how do you make a theme song, or how do you choose the length? The answer is always. I make the theme song as long as it needs to be.
As long as the segment which follows?
I don't want to make my theme songs and be constricted by time.
Time is a construct.
Time is as a construct by man.
I mean, time's not a construct because we kind of do have a time limit on the show.
Nah.
And at this point,
you know
we're 30% theme song. That's not, we can't call it a theme song. We're 30% parody. Theme song. Parody song.
Emma.
Because like theme songs are like short and little.
Normally, and you can go back to every episode. I am right there with you. But I gotta give this one a pass. I like this
Why?
One.
Wow.
Well, wow. It's not all, but mainly because it's about me. But besides that.
And it is outdated. When's the last time Webb did the news?
The
Wait,
vanity
you
card.
Did the news, right?
Huh?
You did the news? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, today's Webb Reads the News is sponsored by Emma Reads the News.
Because just in case you guys were wondering, I did make an Emma version.
Oh my God. Oh my God. If you press that button, I will walk out that door right now.
No!
I will walk out this door right now.
Hold
I
on.
Swear to God.
Just give it a minute. Just give it. Please trust me. Please just trust me.
Emma read the news today. Oh boy.
All right, I won't make you listen to it again, but just know I did plan for all scenarios this time.
Here's
you specifically asked us before we started which of us it was going to be, and we told you it was Emma, and you still played the web version.
All right, so what's in the news?
I don't recall that.
I don't recall that either.
Here's the real question.
I do not recall that conversation.
That was a lead-up question.
When you meet the Emma version, did you just change the names, or did you say different things?
Oh, my God, web?
You guys will never know. Until next week.
Oh my God. If you want to know, text theme song to 72669. We'll send you a link.
And you guys that are here experience the limited edition theme song.
All right. What do we got? We got a lot of stuff going on.
I don't even
on.
Know anything anymore. I got to fucking look at the. I don't know what we're talking about anymore.
Well, I'll start because I read the nudes today. Oh,
the
boy.
The nudes? That's 100% what he
said.
Get
your
said.
Mind out of the gutter, Emma.
Chat, back me up. That's 100% Emma, okay. what
I thought
he
you
just said.
The news.
Emma, this is another Corey thing that's very common. When someone absorbs a new piece of my music, sometimes your ears have to recalibrate to humanity. Because what you just experienced was extraterrestrial.
After he crawls inside your ear, you have to recalibrate.
I will say this.
I'm not coming back.
I will
I'm
say
not
this.
Back.
Easily. Best background vocal performance of all of the songs.
Oh, really?
One. Absolutely.
Thank you.
I do think that the quality of them is getting better.
All right. I'll
can take
this.
Can we talk about games?
Well, okay. Let's talk about...
Can we talk about games?
I mean, I guess we can.
I guess.
Please. If you want to.
If that's what you're into.
Please.
Yeah.
I want to start with this one. I think it's important. Telltale, and it's local. Telltale Games. Massive layoffs?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Massive layoffs and closure, pretty much.
Oh, they're closing down?
They're going to. Yeah, so Telltale laid off about 250 employees with no severance, by the way. Just fired them right off the bat. No severance. You got to go. This is it. They're keeping what they're calling basically a skeleton crew running. So there's 25 employees that are still there
right.
that are...
Finishing up
they're finishing up what their current obligations are, their current right. contractual obligations.
Right.
So they're we'll just read what Telltale said. So Telltale, this was their official release on Twitter. They said today, Telltale Games made the difficult decision to begin a majority studio closure following a year marked by insurmountable challenges. Goes on to say that a small group of 25 employees will be staying on to fulfill the company's obligations to its board and partners. They basically talked about how it's been an incredibly hard year for Telltale as they work to set the company on a new course. They ran out of time trying to get there. So they're pretty much gone.
I don't know. This has to be a case of very, very, very poor management. It has to be because they had a recipe for success that seemed to be easy to replicate. Like they came out with the first one and they looked marginally better as they went on.
Right.
But as far as I played up to the Batman one, the mechanics were all the exact same.
Yeah,
it was plug and play.
Yeah, because it was about the story. It wasn't about.
Yeah. So it's just a different. They basically created their own format with their own look.
Yeah.
And all they had to do, I feel like, was just keep producing content. They should have been able, by the time they moved on, they should have been able to crank out one of those a week.
Yeah. That's basically.
Well, I mean, the amount of work that goes into the art for those games, like. You can have the story, but
they don't hand draw though, right?
It's not hand drawn, but it does take time to do the art. It does take time to do the animation. It takes time to write the story.
It's one of two things in my mind. It's either A, they didn't find their formula out like solid enough to sustain their business. Like, which in my mind should just be like acquiring more licenses to basically apply your formula to more different types of content, more other titles out there. Or B, like, yeah, it just takes way too long to produce it. So they would have gotten up to their necks in those obligations and then not been able to fulfill them.
I think that they never really pushed the bar forward to get people more interested. And if you're not coming out with games often enough, they're not particularly replayable either.
Yeah.
As great as they are. I'm not like trying to be a hater on them because I really, really liked all the Walking Dead ones I played. Wolf Among Us was really good.
One that I played, yeah.
Well, and I mean, there's a level of replayability because you can make different decisions. You can go back and make completely different decisions.
That's the thing. Like, those decisions were so marginal. Like, it's not like...
Not all of them.
Back at, like, at that point,
all the ones I've played, maybe Batman's different.
Batman,
I played only, like, two or three episodes so far.
There's a couple decisions. There's a few decisions in there that will completely change the game.
Okay.
Especially in the second one.
I didn't experience that with Walking Dead whatsoever. Like, maybe you can decide what guy lived, but it was all pretty much the same, except you just had a different... person saying their lines, pretty much. I don't know. I'm sad. They're a local company. I hope someone can fill the gap. Who does Life is Strange?
Square
Enix publishes it, but I'm trying to remember the developer that does it. They're international. They're not US based.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so this thing with Telltale has some stuff that was kind of leading up to it. Last November they laid off 90 employees. So that was kind of a big one for them, which at the time I think was like 25% of their work staff.
Oof.
So they laid off a good number of people. Earlier this year, their CEO was ousted from the... Or no, last year, their CEO was ousted from the company. He's the co-founder and CEO, and he was basically kicked out of the company. And this year, he started suing them.
Wow. Okay, wow.
So he's suing them and still suing them for recovery of financial damages. And then shortly after that lawsuit, a big sort of article came out talking about the toxic work environment and toxic management of
in
the
gaming?
Company. Well, yeah.
No.
And it's just like they talk about the things that are and they even talk the employees that talked to the journalists even say like these are problems that are not necessarily particular to Telltale Games, like constantly being overworked and underappreciated, having to work overtime and not being paid for it, all these sorts of things, not knowing, you know, no job security. But it's so much worse at Telltale than it is in other places.
That's crazy. And I had seen some reports from, and I mean, things are always different, like depending on the moment and especially like when something ends. But I mean, and everybody's experience is different too. But I had seen some things that like employees were like, man, it was such a great group of people. Like, I really, you know, like I'm going to miss that. But like I said, like, you know, I can think of just about every job I worked that I didn't like. Like when I was leaving, I was like, oh, I'm going to miss you guys.
Yeah.
When you might miss the people, but hate the company.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
you'd be like, you worked with some really great people, but damn, fuck that company and how they treated you. Not necessarily that's what this is, but.
Yeah, that could be the case. Someone had an experience like that because, you know, otherwise there wouldn't have been news about it. But
yeah, The Verge did an article on their basically horrible management earlier this year, and they interviewed about a dozen current and former employees, and all of them were like, I'm doing this under anonymity because I don't want them to come after me.
Wow. Weird. They managed to pull some like really big licensing agreements.
Yeah, they did.
They had Marvel, they had like Game of Thrones, they had they got Batman. They were
working on Stranger Things.
Yeah.
That's why I don't understand. I'm like, so, where was the dysfunction? Like, how does this happen when it seems like you're at least rolling at a pretty steady pace?
Yeah, they're on every platform. It's a bummer.
One of the things that I can't remember, I saw it in an article and didn't write it down. One of the things they talked about is like, we got a lot of really good press, but it didn't necessarily always translate to sales.
Okay. Well, and that's what you need at the end of the day. You gotta get the greenbacks.
So what's interesting about this timing is they just started releasing the final season of Walking Dead.
And that's what the last bit of staff is for, right? Like
to
finish that out.
So people are hoping that they're going to finish it, but it doesn't sound like they are.
They might not.
No, I had read somewhere it was going to be like episode 2, and then that's it.
Yep.
No.
Yeah.
And then they all die.
That's
what they're going to do, and then everybody dies.
Probably. It's supposed to be 4 episodes, and they haven't really said anything about it. They just said that we're keeping this crew on to finish out our obligations. But somebody on Reddit, M. Kirkbride is the lead season designer for this season, and he is a verified AMA on Reddit, which basically means he's verified who he is, who is talking on Reddit about they're not finishing it. He was replying to a comment about the season possibly being completed, and when he said, whoever that was has no idea what they're talking about in regards to the latter 2 episodes. Episode 3 is almost done, but nowhere near shippable, and episode 4 script is done, but we weren't set to put artists on it until the next week or so.
What's up with all these companies? Like, didn't Capcom Vancouver just fold too? Like, what is going on?
I don't know. There was another one we talked about closing. I don't know what's happening. Oh. It's just a thing that happens in this industry.
So I'm super. True. I'm really upset because they just announced Wolf Among Us 2. We were finally getting a sequel.
I don't know how serious it was. I'm sure like if they knew they were closing down, you had some people getting desperate. And it's like, what if we put out that, you know, we're going to do a Wolf Among Us 2
get some interest.
Maybe get another round from their investors or something.
Yeah, it's true. They
could have looked in and be like, hey, Wolf of Wall Street. Wolf of Wall Street.
Maybe that's what they should have done. Wolf of Wall Street 2.
Right. Wolf Among Us sold this many copies and we're going to do a 2.
Yeah.
You know, you should probably keep funding us.
Yeah.
They didn't have pen to paper on that thing.
I don't know. I really wish that it would have stayed. I wanted more Batman from them. Their Batman games are fantastic.
They did a really good job. They're finding their stride towards the end, and that's why I think another company will come out. There's a need and a market for it for sure. And whether this company was so bad and they screwed it up, the next one who rises from the ashes of this game company could be the one to take it to the next level and give you more, you know, stories that you want to see, and hopefully more decision making and tree webs that I want to see.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I hope so.
I'm just mad the Batman one left on a cliffhanger.
Because there's not enough Batman content in the
world. No, there's
already.
Not like this. Oh, this one's crazy.
Not like this.
Not like this.
Not like this.
What else we got?
Red Dead Online.
Oh yeah.
I thought about putting it in on Wednesday, and I was like, you know what, Corey's gonna really want to talk about this, so I'll save it for Saturday. You wanna take this one?
Yeah! That's a yes in Cowboy.
Go for it.
So they started finally releasing details on their beta for the online part.
Okay.
And basically what they're saying is it's supposed to be like, basically the statement that came out was like, GTA Online is what kept this game alive so long. So I think they see the value in an extended online universe and how they're going to go full force into Red Dead in giving it its own online presence with even more things to do and explore in their Wild West city. But it's going to come out in November. So
the beta.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's kind of weird. The game will already be out October 26th, I think. Yeah. October 26th, the game will come out. And then obviously your way into the beta is just buying the game. So, I mean, it makes sense. It's really cool. They didn't really give too many details that I saw, but that's why Emma's telling the news.
Oh, yeah. They were talking about, Red Dead Online is an evolution of the classic multiplayer experience in the original Red Dead Redemption, blending narrative with competitive and cooperative gameplay in fun new ways, which is basically just, like, that's just like
GTA
their,
Online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be the multiplayer, but for everybody, everywhere.
Big news about Red Dead. This is even bigger than this.
Oh.
Red Dead.
Don't say it. I know what you're going for.
It's going to have a selfie mode.
No way, is it?
Yeah.
You liar.
No, I promise
you.
No,
he's right.
Explain this now.
I don't know, because I'm not a history major. I talk a big game, but I'm not.
I believe that, yeah.
But cameras at that point, I think we're still the you stand in front of a box
and look hungry.
And a guy
and then they gotta throw the
gets
curtain
underneath
over.
The curtain
and he stands like this
and explodes a fluorescent bulb in your face.
Bob.
Your face. And that's how a picture is taken.
That's how your soul is taken.
I'm knowing Rockstar. The thing I love about Rockstar is their attention to detail.
Yeah.
And we saw it in GTA Online. There's actually a really good YouTube video with like millions of views on it that are like 100 really awesome attention to detail things that GTA did. And one of them is like, if you go in a tunnel, your radio gets a little fuzzy.
Oh, dope.
That's the shit they think about in their games.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like if you walk into a puddle or a river or something to your kneecap, that's where the water goes. Like just and then if you're wearing flip flops, they squish.
Yeah.
For X amount of time.
Right.
All sorts of these little tiny details that Rockstar does. They don't like go out of the realm of reality too often.
Mm-hmm.
So with this, I know they got something clever. Like maybe when you click the mode, a couple people come from like in a building or something and take up a photo of you.
It's gotta be
something.
Well, and it's not called selfie mode, it's called self-portrait. And it's not taken, like, because we're thinking Spider-Man selfie. It's not taken, like, it's not his arm there. It's from a further distance. It just happens to be looking at you head on.
So maybe an artist comes out of the woods and draws you real quick.
I want it to take real time, too, like it used to. Like, it used to take, like, 5 minutes for a picture to be done. So I want it to be, like, you activate self-portrait mode. And you're like, all right, I'm going to go get a snack while self-portrait's taken.
While it develops.
This game's going to be out of this world, and now I'm so happy that like this week seems to be kickoff week because they're releasing a bunch of details to IGN, which is getting filtered through all the other websites. So I assume, you know, in the coming weeks, we're going to learn so much more about this game. And, I mean, if this is easily 100% guaranteed, I don't care what anybody says, and you could record this, you could Twitch clip it, you can do any of that stuff. This is going to be top two game of the year. It's coming out at the right time of year to have its name like fresh in everyone's mind. And like I said, Rockstar already pushed this game once. It's probably been in development for way before we even thought about it. And it's on the scale of GTA 5. And when that game came out, it was world shaking. Yeah. Everybody bought that game, broke Splash. Records across
still
everywhere.
Still breaking records. Isn't it still like the highest, like as far as like you know, basically in-app purchases or transactions or whatever, like the highest grossing game?
Like, it was like a movie. It was thrown down with movies, full motion pictures, like blockbuster movies. Yeah.
Isn't it been like billions or close to billions
close
so
to
far?
It, yeah. It's up there.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Some researchers say it's in the trillions.
You want to try that again?
Sea churchers?
What?
You want to try that again?
What?
Are your ears still broken? Trillions.
He sells seashells by the seashore.
I think Emma's ears are still broken.
They feel like they're broken.
Can we pre-order it yet?
Oh, yeah. You can pre-order it.
Do we know are there pre-order bonuses?
Nothing released yet. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. This is definitely
a pre-order
one.
You can pre-order it, but they're not going to tell you whether you're going to get for it.
Yeah.
Why?
I think in the last one...
Yeah,
in GTA, the pre-order bonus was something super small. Like in online mode, you could actually have a James Marsden like as your father and get his facial features and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like I think that was it.
James Marsden? Why?
The guy from Red Dead. So it was like they're bridging the gap, like your ancestor.
Oh, I'm thinking James Marsden, the actor.
Oh, Cyclops. Oh.
I was like, why does he have anything to do with this?
I'm pretty sure his name is James Marsden. John Marsden. I don't know. Let us know in chat.
James Morrison.
I was like, the guy from Hairspray?
Yeah, Emma.
What else we got, Emma?
The Russo brothers are a couple of fucking teases is what we got.
Oh, they're trolling.
Oh, my God. They put up a picture, and it was immediately trending, and then they just sat back and laughed.
The only type of blue balls I like. Thank you, Russo brothers.
Let everybody lose their minds.
Yeah.
You know, this is better than that. PR disaster, in my opinion, for Captain Marvel. You want to break the internet and then, you know, drop a little teaser. This is doing it in the legit way. You just drop a photo online and then they break the internet. That's how
so
you go
stupid.
To. Yeah, that's what you do.
So have you seen this? I know they looked at it before.
I'm looking at it currently, yeah.
Oh, are you talking about the picture with
picture?
The Russo brothers? Yeah, and the black and white.
Yeah, so for those of you that haven't seen it, just look up Russo Brothers Avengers 4 tease, whatever. And it's a picture they posted of a film stage in black and white, and the caption just says, "Look harder." And people lost their fucking minds.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not so sure that they're not actually instructing people to look harder, you know, like look mean. That's because I don't see anything in that picture. Like, oh, there's a ladder, and then there's another A. Like, yeah, okay, there's like a bunch of things that can be A's, and there's a machine over there, and... Our imaginations can run wild and think it's all this stuff, but I don't really.
I see Rocket in there.
So you think they're really trolling? You think that they're just like took a random picture and put it online and just see what people come up with?
Yeah, totally. But which honestly, like I don't know. This doesn't bother me because it's like if I can't look at something and figure it out, and then I like look at all the other sources and I talk to people, and it's pretty apparent that no one has figured it out. I just go back to the fact that it's a pretty picture.
Maybe it's like one of those pictures where you have to put it really close to your face and then slowly move it out.
You know, and then like you see
try
like
that,
the
dude.
Little
yeah, try it.
Like the optical illusion in the middle, and then you're like, yeah. Oh, it's a piece of toast.
Do you remember that in the 90s, those calendars?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Those are fucking ugly.
Like, you boom, and then you take it back, and it looks like it's just three different colors like all swirled together, and you're like,
there's Rocket,
a caterpillar.
There's Gamora. Yeah.
Oh, my God. He's actually trying it.
No,
he's
Lord.
Actually trying
it. I don't know if they're still there after the whole James Gunn thing, but maybe.
Ooh.
Thanks.
So
what do you see?
Hot take.
What do you see, Emma?
So I see, like, I only see stuff because the internet told me I see it. The big thing.
That's the right answer.
The big things that people are seeing is that there are four instances of objects that could be a letter A, and people were like, oh, there's four A's. It's the fourth Avengers movie. Ah!
Yeah. Okay.
That was their first thing. And then there's two sides of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Here, because web. Okay, so you got
A.
That one's a stretch. And then
A. Oh, that's such a stretch.
It's such a stretch. But there are two factions of the internet that are arguing over whether you can spell the word endgame or assemble. And both are being touted as possible titles. They're like, oh, they're releasing the title of the movie. Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. Hold on. I just see a letter now.
Do you see Endgame?
No, but I do see that the like the storage thing on the far right is an E.
On the left?
On the right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, you know the
giant
wall
that's
slanted? Oh, I see. Okay,
yeah. Yeah, that's an E. It looks like ale.
E-N...
my god. So you mean to tell me that people that Marvel hired to be part of the crew, the Russo brothers are like, we need a picture to throw out there. Assemble all this difficult stuff into letters. This will be this, and I can't see that.
I think the secret is on his laptop. I think we need to figure out what's on his laptop.
That's what I believe.
Yeah.
She can't do. There's only so many pixels. So
Avengers are always angry.
Always. So the co-president of Marvel Studios, Louis Desposito, posted a tweet. He posted a Twitter. what did he say? I put it in here somewhere. He said, "I'm looking hard, but I can't figure out what's in the photo, and the Russo brothers won't tell me." So people were looking at that and saying, "Oh, well, if Louis doesn't know what it is, it's probably not the title, because they would have told him before they posted this." But at the same time, what if he's trolling too? Oh my God! And I'm just like, why are we doing this?
You think it goes all the way to the top?
It goes all the way to the top.
So okay, so even question about that. So, because this is what I didn't see. All I saw was just everybody's like, "Oh, this is the title." In the actual tweet or whatever post it was, does it say, "Look harder, you might find out what the title of the Avengers movie
is"? No, the caption.
Oh my God, no way would it say
look harder,
that.
Man. Dot, dot,
dot. I'm not gonna make it that easy.
See, but that's what I'm saying. Like, so right now, the huge assumption is that it's something like it has to do something with the title of the movie. They're just saying look harder.
Right.
It could not have anything. And maybe all they are talking about is that piece of machine tech.
Yeah, the proton cannon.
Yeah, that might be the only thing that they're talking. Which was already in the movie, the last one.
Right. So that's the only thing that I saw and looked at and went, oh, I recognize what that is. So on the left side, there's that what looks like an engine in that little overhang, and that people are saying is War Machine's proton cannon, because you catch a glimpse of it in Infinity War.
Yeah.
When they go see War Machine, it's sitting on the table.
Exactly.
And it's clearly still on the film stage when they're filming Avengers 4.
Yep.
War Machine's proton cannon. Let's fucking go.
Could be.
So maybe they're not spelling anything and it's just the proton cannon.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
I think this is just, you know what this is?
Hype.
The effects of thirst. Everybody's thirsty to find out about what's happening next in the next movie. And we're like, oh my God, this has to be something. Like, who knows? I'll tell you one thing. They're sitting at home right now laughing it up. Like, everybody thinks that they know, but they don't know.
You know what the best part of it is? Genius. Is like, we're all talking crap about it, but we're sitting here talking about it on a podcast.
Absolutely.
That's
talking
crap about it.
100% what they want. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what they want.
Got us in the palm of their hand. Eating out of their hand.
You know who's got me eating out of the palm of their hand?
Who?
Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh, my God.
And this
God.
Joker.
Did no.
Yeah. Did you guys see
these trailers? You're wrong, and you should feel bad about it.
No, I think you're
Your
wrong.
Your opinion is bad, and you should feel bad.
This is, okay, what do you think is going to be better? This Joaquin Phoenix Joker movie or Batman v Superman?
Ooh.
Joker movie.
You think it'll be better? Yeah.
Yep.
100%.
Batman v Superman.
Ooh. No.
Because it's at least necessary to a storyline they were trying to create.
Trying
this one is not.
What was the keyword?
Okay, so what will be a better movie or a
standalone film? Standalone feature
film. It's hard for me to bet against Joaquin Phoenix because he's a better actor than everybody in that movie, maybe minus Jeremy Irons.
Do love Jeremy Irons.
Jeremy Irons is incredible. And Lawrence Fishburne, but he didn't get that much time. I don't even want to choose. It's just failure. I'm going to go with the Joker movie. I'm just going to.
I think the Joker movie is going to be good. I think
Joker's wild.
If you can, Emma, separate yourself from what you think you know of the DC universe and view it as its own entity, I think you're going to see that.
It doesn't even make sense as its own entity.
What do you
mean? Why is he so old?
It's a new story.
It's stupid.
It doesn't have to be the story you know.
It's so stupid.
I'll tell you
Why
this.
Why is Joker becoming Joker when he's 50?
I had the same question about Gotham. Why is Batman 10 and everybody else is in their mid-30s?
Because it's a
different universe.
Well, because
they're the parents.
It's a different.
It's like half the time it's like, oh, this is the person who's going to become, like, my child someday is going to be this villain. It's stupid.
It is stupid.
Except for, like, Edward Nygma.
But that's how I had to reconcile it. It's a different universe.
It's a different universe.
Yeah, it's a different universe.
This is Earth 45.
It's a stupid universe.
It is a stupid universe.
Earth 35 is stupid. Yeah. But everybody knows that.
I like the way he looks. I like the makeup and stuff. He looks like a little more realistic, creepier, in my opinion. I like the smile. They did like the, it was just a teaser thing with him like in front of like a black background or a curtain or something.
The lighting then, test.
It's very old school.
It's like you can see these like flickers of the Joker kind of going across his face.
His makeup looks like the shitty clown masks from the beginning of Dark Knight.
It does. It kind of reminds 100%
looks like those.
Like it makes me think of like John Wayne Gacy.
Yeah, actually, that's really, yeah, it's pretty accurate. Yeah. They went with that style of a sloppy clown-looking guy.
I hate to say this. Okay, now I'm going to really drop a bomb. Everybody's going to get mad at me. Bring it on, internet. I think that the Jared Leto standalone one is going to be better than this one.
Ew.
Really?
Yes.
Ew. Hot take.
Yep.
See, that's the other thing. Why are they making multiple standalone Joker movies with multiple Jokers?
Because
it's fucking
they
stupid.
Don't care anymore.
It's Warner Brothers doesn't care.
It's a different universe,
yeah,
Emma.
The Jared Leto Joker is Earth 35.
Yes.
But you know who's not going to understand that? The general public that doesn't understand comics and the idea of multiple universes.
Well, Emma, how could the general public understand if WB doesn't understand?
Boom.
Just saying.
Dropping knowledge.
I'm excited for it. I don't know why. Joaquin Phoenix is a national treasure of acting. I think he's going to sell us on the actual. I think this will create a Joker that may actually give you nightmares. I think he will be legitimately scary.
In the fact that he could be anybody.
I feel like when you walk walk away from the theater of this movie, you're going to feel sick. But not because of like the movie was Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
Like because it was a bad movie. You're going to walk away because you're like, oh my God, like what if my coworker is, you know, or you know, like.
Yeah. No, totally. It's going to be a very uneasy feeling. Like you could, like the depth that Joaquin Phoenix like goes to like dig into his characters. He's going to put that into being this character. He will not fail at the character. It's just a matter of the movie and the writing, like, and the whole story. That's what I have in question. I don't have Joaquin Phoenix in question, but I'll drop another bomb. Because of the backlash of what's going on and because of all the other things we've seen, and especially if Aquaman does not perform so well, I'm going to be kind of surprised if this movie actually ever sees the light of day, because let me tell you, no one will terminate a movie or prolong it faster than WB. Like they're quick to throw down some hot money, boy, get like sign someone up and being like, oh, it's not going to come out.
Yeah. I don't know. It seems pretty far along. I'm very surprised on how quickly this one moved forward, because
I feel like they just announced it.
Yeah, we just reported on this. Like
it was like a rumor when we heard about it, and now we're like, oh, they're filming.
Did you say rumor?
No.
No.
Okay.
Don't you dare.
Maybe my ears are still a little uncalibrated.
Although, if you want a Joker that will give you nightmares, because you're talking about that, you should read A Serious House on Serious Earth.
Okay.
Because that one fucked me up.
It's Earth 10.
I have a feeling that this movie is going to be a sleeper hit. Like this one, I think, can go to Academy.
Oh, how dare you? You haven't even seen any of it yet.
I've seen enough.
Oh, my God.
I've seen enough.
I can't wait.
So am I.
What we've learned is we can't trust Corey on movies ever again.
You know how you maintained a little bit of optimism for Iron Fist 2, season 2? That's how I am
Rightly
with this.
So.
I have a feeling that DC learned their lessons with Joker.
Ooh,
they've had
there's
been a lot of trial and error on this character. You've had Nicholson. You've had...
he wasn't so bad.
No, he wasn't. And then you had the guy who did it really, really well, Heath Ledger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of ruined it.
And what's the homeboy back in the day? Romero?
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the...
Leo Romero?
From, like, the TV show, right?
Yeah. It was the campy Batman, but, I mean, like, he killed it. That laugh
Mark Hamill
is iconic.
Mark Hamill was another
Mark Hamill.
Did a really good job. So they've had...
I mean, probably, like, the wackest one has been Jared Leto.
Yeah.
But it's not because of his... acting ability is because of the choices.
Isn't it though? He made a choice to act that way. All right.
To arrange his
life. Or did they direct him that way?
I blame them both.
Picture the Joker laying on a bed with knives.
You heard about all that shit he did on set. He was like into that. He was like, this is who I'm. Method actor just means he's a dick.
Well, yeah,
but
I mean, so is Daniel Day-Lewis, but I mean,
he means you a dick.
I don't completely agree with that because
30 Seconds to Mars.
Well, no, when I do my theme songs, I do method singing.
Oh God!
So I'm a whole different person.
Yeah, you.
So I don't, and I don't like to think I'm an asshole. What else we got?
Nobody in China can watch us right now.
Hey! We were already banned there anyways. Because
communism.
Yeah.
Shout out to China.
Well, there's so I recently learned this, and I'm sure it's in the notes, but the, China has their own video game ecosystem, and it is hard to break into it. Like, our games rarely see it, like, existence over there. And they have a lot of competing websites over there already that air different esports and gamers. Like, you know how we just have Twitch and then off somewhere Mixer is playing by itself?
Facebook gaming.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing. I forgot about that.
Yeah, those little, they're nothing compared to what Twitch is. Over there, they have stuff that makes Twitch look like preschool. Like, there's way more money in it, way more viewers, way more everything. It's bananas.
Okay.
So I don't know why they would ban Twitch. I don't even know why it's even a blip on their radar.
Well, so it went down on Thursday for most of China. There were, like, various provinces where you could still access it for a time, but it went down on Thursday for most of China. And it's gone from Apple's local Chinese app store. And they haven't, the government hasn't said anything about why they did it. Twitch confirmed that it happened, but didn't say anything about why it might have happened. But everybody's kind of sort of assuming that this is just preemptive. Because China saw a big bump in Twitch viewership last month. August? Yeah. For the Asia games, which were in Jakarta, but Chinese state-run media wasn't broadcasting them. So people had to find somewhere to watch it, and everybody went to Twitch to watch it because Twitch was broadcasting it everywhere.
Right.
So they saw a massive increase in people watching Twitch, and then they were like, "Oh, we should shut this down. We don't control this. We can't control the content that they're seeing. We can't control anything." So it's not exactly surprising that they did this because they're incredibly heavily censored.
Yeah.
They're also communist, but. They have an incredibly heavily censored internet and media in general. And so, what is this? Via The Verge, I was looking at a Verge article, it says the latest censorship follows the Chinese government's pattern of banning any Western media platform that seems to be growing in popularity, often as a cautionary measure before anything controversial can even occur. Social media networks like Facebook and Twitter remain permanently banned, and Google, which has stayed out of China for 8 years, is rumored to be developing a censored search engine to be allowed back in. Which, by the way, their devs are not happy about.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what? But they have, I mean, if you look at kind of like their tendency and their patterns with like social media type stuff and things like that over there, they love to support their homegrown like developers, or, well, I say love to support. They would prefer that it's coming out of China. So whatever ordinances.
Well, 'cause they can control it
easier. Exactly.
Yeah.
So this is just, you know, kind of par for the course.
It's the same thing with like athletes too, isn't it? Wasn't there some weird stuff with like how Yao Ming's contract and
it had to be structured like super specific, like very specifically,
because he was still a Chinese citizen.
Yeah.
So I don't remember the specifics, but I remember there being a lot of like, you know, news stories about like how it works when a Chinese player reaches this level of success and the taxes he pays and all that kind of stuff. So
yeah.
It's surprising. I guess I don't even know where to go from there. I mean, they it's China. What can Twitch do?
China.
No, Twitch won't be able to do anything about it. Chinese citizens, a lot of Chinese citizens use VPNs to get around all this shit. It's how Chinese people have Facebook and Twitter and, you know, all these things. So a lot of them, they're still going to use VPNs to get around it so they can still access it. But, you know, the average person that doesn't have one isn't going to be able to access it.
How does China not block VPNs on their IPs?
That was a question I don't know the answer to.
Here's an even more crazy thing, state of the world, so to speak. So we got this, you know, happening in China, just the latest, I guess, in it because it's nothing new. But EU banned memes on the internet. Did you see that?
No,
they
didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No, they
banned
didn't.
Memes.
Europe or European?
All right, you need
memes.
To clarify that.
The EU banned memes.
They didn't.
They are illegal. You will go to jail.
Okay.
So that's so.
Emma,
so
explain
talking,
it then.
We're talking France.
Yeah.
Okay. So
Scotland.
The idea is that this was this Article 11 or Article 13 of their new internet copyright laws.
I have no idea.
Probably says right there.
It does not. I just typed an EU banned and accidentally hit enter.
Article 13 directive.
Yeah, so
we'll kill memes and put people in jail.
Look at that. Will, not did. If it had gone through, which it didn't. Oh, okay. This is an old, you're talking like an old news story. This news story is like a month old.
No, this is September 20th.
And then they went back to, they basically, they went back to the drawing board because everybody said no. Everybody in the EU fucking freaked out about this. So they, you know, all called their representatives or whoever, you know, however it works in
Europe. Do people actually do that?
Yes.
Huh.
Do you not do that?
Yes, I do.
He's never once.
You do that, don't you?
Who are the Californias, or who is Sacramento's representative?
Which
Kevin
one?
Kevin Bacon.
Which one? For which district?
For this one, the one we're in right now.
But we all live in different districts.
Oh, is
this
it,
one right now? The one that the VGV studio is in.
I don't know. I don't
Ashley,
know
Ashley something, right?
That's the. I think she's like the mayor.
Oh my god.
The mayor.
That's
of,
the mayor.
Of what?
Of Sacramento.
No, that's the mayor of Sacramento.
The Ashby.
Something.
Google anyone.
Nah, we know this. This is terrible. We live here.
This is what Bob Marley was
saying.
They
usually
about.
Reach out to us. You know, I mean, they usually contact VGB
you
Studios.
Should, you should
advice.
Know who your representative is.
Doris Matsui.
Yep. Is it?
It's ours, yeah. Look it up.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. I know who mine is. I'm woke.
Yeah. Talked to Doris last week.
But in EU.
Doris Burke.
EU Parliament members have introduced new copyright directive to kill memes, make them illegal, and you will go to jail.
Okay, so here's the thing. So it's a new sort of internet copyright, and please correct me if I'm wrong. I'm kind of going off of memory here. But basically, there was a couple things that kind of blew up from this. One was people went, oh my God, we can't make memes. It's illegal. And the other one was, oh no, we can't use links for anything because it'll be illegal. So the idea there, I think it was this, I think those were both Article 13. The idea there was that they were basically trying to toughen copyright so you could not repost anything that didn't belong to you. So when you make a meme and you use an image from a movie, you don't own that image. You cannot post that. It is illegal to post that. Yeah. Nobody is going to crack down on that shit. Nobody.
You don't think so? Well, but they could.
Whatever.
That's...
Whatever. But that was the original. And then people freaked out about it. So it didn't get passed. It went back to the drawing board. They made a couple changes. It came back. And I want to say it got passed with changes.
It got, basically this is my understanding. And correct me if I'm wrong, chat. If you post a meme in the EU, you will go to jail.
Oh my God.
Oh man. This has always been something that has been interesting to me when I was, especially when I started into music and I was learning about copyrights and different things. It immediately made me think back to all of the internet use I've ever had. And I'm like, why is, like, if it's, and I guess I kind of get it. Cause like in theory, you should be able to do this to your own stuff. But I'm like, why is it so easy to like get an image off of the internet that I don't own if I shouldn't be able to access it in this way? And of course, you know, like anybody who makes it, like the companies can, you know, like Microsoft at that time can always be like, well, the feature isn't in here to encourage you to break the law and grab someone else's images. But what if you have your own image and you need to grab your own image over again? Should you not be able to? I'm like, okay, you can use that angle. But fact of the matter is, like, everybody knows that this is what people do. Like, majority of the time when you're right clicking on something and saving, you know, the link to a download folder or whatever, or saving that image, you intend, I mean, like maybe you keep it just to look at it, but most people are going to use it in some sort of way.
Yeah.
And yeah, the second that you do that without someone's permission, when you use someone's copyright without their permission, you are
well, then you have to fall under fair use.
Well,
there, so
which and you
is
get
an,
really oh, into a really big gray area.
It's
right,
really gray, but
it is,
also,
and it's a court defense more than it is like fair use is not a right. Fair use is a defense in court.
Yeah, and this might be fair use, but isn't there like there's a certain amount if you change a photo, X amount of percent, then it's no longer violating copyright. So, if
Webb comes up with this stuff like, so if you mail it to yourself and you don't open the seal, but they call you into court and then you open it in front of the judge and you can prove because it's post-dated.
Because it's post-dated.
We're also coming at this as Americans.
That's
and
true.
And Squiggles and Chat just pointed out there's no fair use in the EU. That's a very American concept.
Yeah, yeah, which makes sense.
So to get back to it, so the idea here was that it would put the onus for this on the website. So you wouldn't go to jail. You would never go to jail for posting a meme, but the website would be penalized for allowing you to post it.
Right.
And that was what the problem was. So it was like things like YouTube. It's like if there's you cannot have any sort of copyrighted material on YouTube, but people are uploading thousands of hours of footage to YouTube a minute. There's
and thumbnails too.
Possible way to go through that. There's no possible way for YouTube to police that and to be, you know, to be within that new article. And it's just, you're not going to go to jail for posting a fucking meme, Corey.
That's not what I heard.
But you could get sued if it gets big enough and the person who owns the copyright finds out. And if they do ever trace it back, then yeah, you
could. But it doesn't go on the individual. It goes on the website.
Well,
in the platform.
For in the immediate case, but anyone, if it's their copyright, like I'm sure copyright laws are similar enough, because copyright is to protect the person who, like it's saying you don't have the right to copy this work and create any derivatives off of it. It's
right.
Copyright. That's what it's about. Without that person's permission. So I'm sure it's very similar in that, like that's the innate thing. Like, oh, if I create this, I have rights that no one else can derive it unless they ask me. So the web, whoever like personally sues, they can go after the original person who took their copyright and then derived that work from it. They could.
Yeah, this is just talking about how the government can handle it. But then the actual owner, they can go after Corey and put Corey in jail.
Put me in jail.
Right. Now,
that's what I heard.
If I'm the right owner and I'm like, oh, you got that filthy, dirty Corey? Thank you, EU. Now that I know who did it, I'm going to go sue that filthy, dirty
court. This is terrible because this is for people who mostly have no idea what we're talking about.
Well,
this.
I watch Suits. No, I know the law.
No, but none of us know the actual situation that we're discussing.
I do. I saw it on the internet.
You don't know what you're talking about. I promise
right,
you.
Here's
what
I do know.
Besides jail, on Reddit, they're already making a fix by animating crude drawings of popular memes and SpongeBob memes, even like just kind of like replacing things with hand-drawn squiggles, basically. And then on Meme Economy right now, I'm invested in several ventures of hand-drawn memes because I don't want to go to jail. How many times can I say it on this episode? I'm not going to jail.
Oh, man. So much for copyrights.
Yeah. Copyright. On this show, we know. We're all artists.
Yes, we are. Emma just showed me one of the hand-drawn versions of the guy who's like
pointing to his hand. Point it up to the chat.
He's pointing at his head, and he's like, you can't get censored if you don't use copyright material.
I'm going to go to...
go to Emma Cam and Enhance.
Yeah.
And what's funny Emma is Cam actually... showing it. Actually, you can... You can get.
Show,
you can still get sued.
So people who listen to the podcast, this is the benefits of getting the experience of going to twitch.tv/videogame_bang. You could watch Emma hold her laptop up to a camera that is not focusing on the
It's an iPad.
Oh, there you go. There you go. See, there we go.
It's
but that
iPad
is why.
To you, but you a laptop to some.
You could chat with us like Canine Fang, like Cradle, like 13, 316, Pocket Asian, Sir Squiggles, Donnie Osmond, Chewbacca Sun is up in here. Richie Bros. Aim Little Yachty is in the chat. So
Little Yachty is there?
Little Yachty.
You can come over here and hang out with all of the VGB crew. So what else do we got, Emma?
Oh my God. Okay, hang on. We won't get quite to our backup yet. We won't get there quite yet. It's on there, but we won't get there yet. Okay.
We'll see.
We do have a couple little bang bites.
Ooh,
which we have not done in a hot minute. Oh, don't do that.
That's me eating a bang bite.
Don't do that. Lawbreaker servers have shut down.
Did you just say lawbreakers?
Yes, I did.
That too, the law says that you cannot touch. But I think I see a lot of lawbreakers up in this house.
Okay, now that you got that out of the way. So Lawbreakers is officially dead.
Oh, no.
It went free to play in June, but they were basically like, it's going to be free until it's gone, and it's gone in September.
Everyone thought that was going to be the next biggest game.
Yep.
No. I still can't get over last year. Was it last year that we went to
E3?
Yeah. 2017.
Yeah,
it had a big stage.
They had the biggest booth. Mm-hmm. They had cosplayers. They had tournaments.
They had
it
dope jackets that I tried
thing.
To get.
Yeah.
Couldn't get me a jacket.
They you know what they did is the game didn't set itself apart. A game needs to stand out in 2018.
Oh my God.
In Overwatch, when you load it up, you get intrigued with the characters. They all have so much personality. There's the cowboy, the soldier. And then when I played Lawbreakers, I really tried. I thought it could be good. And it was just like, oh, I could be the robot that's rusty looking with the big arms, or maybe the robot with the rusty looking body that has like a bigger torso. I couldn't tell what anybody did. No one had personality. When I look at Winston, I say, oh, that's a tank. Oh, look, he has a little electricity gun. This is what he does. That game was so
What's he talking about? I don't know what this Overwatch game is. I've never heard it mentioned before.
Oh my gosh. Well, if you've been missing me and Web stream Overwatch on our Twitches, it's been pretty hot fire.
Thoroughly saving games. Caring teams.
Hey, if they're in China, they might have been missing it.
That's true. That is true.
We pulled like the dopest play, Overwatch League level play between me and David the other day on stream.
That's going to get you thrown in jail right there. That's going to get you sued.
Faster than memes.
OWL is going to sue you for that.
It was so good. So thanks for playing with me, David.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Thanks for carrying me.
Yeah.
Speaking of memes, real quick before we go, and Matthew McConaughey.
Be careful. I don't want to go to jail.
You won't. I will. You won't. Right. You guys see the meme where it was like George Clooney. As George Clooney, Leonardo DiCaprio, and Matthew McConaughey were going to all three make a movie together. George Clooney said, "I'll direct." Leonardo DiCaprio said, "I'll produce." And Matthew McConaughey said, "All right."
I'm a heavily invest in that meme.
I see a lot of lawbreakers in this house. Oh, that was a great show, everybody. Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast. If you like it and you're watching in Twitch stream right now, this is a podcast that gets released on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Baby Maker, Mumble Rapper, SoundCloud. It's everywhere, people. And you can subscribe to it, rate it 5 stars, and it really helps the show get sponsorship. Do I have to explain business to you guys? Because I will. So what happens is every time we publish to the RSS feed, it gets a download. That download gets credit for people who like Mainframe USA or Oblivion Comics and Coffee.
I think we need to make a theme song about this to tell them how it works.
Oh, Web.
I think
you're
right.
I will murder you in your sleep. I will come to your house, kill you in your sleep.
Bang House Rock is what we'll call it.
Bang?
Ooh.
And we'll just explain.
Ooh, I want nothing to do with that.
One will be called Memes You Go to Jail.
I want nothing to do with that.
We're going to
save I'm just jail. A meme.
We're going to save the internet.
Didn't really have anything after that, did you?
Nope.
But please, if you do listen to those outlets, subscribe to the show, rate it 5 stars, type a little comment on how much you like it, and tell your friends about it. You can post about it on the internet. We do have a Twitter account, @VideoGameBang, where you can get our musings. You can see when Emma Skies goes live on her Twitch stream, which is twitch.tv/EmmaSkies. What's your schedule looking like this week, Emma?
Death.
Oh.
It's Con Crunch week.
Oh, Con Crunch. So are you going to stream your building the costume at least, or you got to do it all privately?
We'll see. I streamed a little bit today, and it was the biggest fail stream I've ever had in my life.
No.
Everything I tried to do went wrong.
Oh, God.
And a lot of it's easier to do off stream. So it's going to be a little bit of both. I'll work on it on stream, and then I'll work on it a lot off stream.
And then next Friday, I think we are going to do a family stream, a VGB family stream.
Yes, we are.
For the Sea of Thieves update it comes out. So that will be really fun. David Webb, what are you streaming this week on the Twitch?
I'm probably not going to be streaming until our Friday family stream.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take some time off. I heard you're rebuilding your little studio, so that'll be really good.
Rearranging. Yeah, it's going to be good.
So we'll get Web 2.0.
Web 2.0.
Curtis, Kings are almost coming back. What's up?
I'm officially back tomorrow. No ifs, ands, or buts. Except it's going to be early. Okay. We're streaming really early in the morning. Just doing a little... I finally got my Switch.
All right.
And I got nice. NBA 2K19.
Let's go. All right.
Except my video card is not reading my Switch. So I'll figure that part out. But even if I don't, I'll be talking about what I expect from the Kings this season tomorrow morning. So tune in. Skipintosh /twitch.tv/SKIPNTOSH. That's all.
And this show, like I say, we don't do this show for fun. All right. This is 100% for money. So all we care about is people who watch the stream on Twitch. Make sure you hit that subscribe button.
Yeah.
I'm actually not even asking at this point. I'm just kind of telling you the show needs money. And do you want us to be a Telltale? Is that what you're looking for? You looking for this to be a Telltale adventure here?
Too soon.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. We also have a Patreon.com if you want to subscribe us that way, where I will be uploading the new theme songs in their entirety. Mm. So if you want to hear Emma's telling the news and Webb's telling the news, the new versions, I will have those up on the Patreon. Thank you guys so much for listening. You're beautiful. I love you. For the real David Webb, Curtis Fisher, Emma Skies, my name is Corey. Ivy will be back in like a month. You've just been banged.